The head of Wisconsin's National Guard resigned Monday after a federal investigation found the Guard's handling of sexual assault investigations wasn't in line with federal law. The investigation came after whistleblowers contacted both U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Governor Tony Evers. In its findings, federal investigators issued 21 separate recommendations for changes they say the Guard should make to increase accountability and better support survivors of sexual assault and harassment. Laurel White is WPR State Capitol reporter. Laurel, thanks for joining us again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
How surprising was this resignation on Monday?
Well, it was pretty unexpected. Actually, the head of the Wisconsin National Guard, Major General Donald Dunbar, had actually put out a statement earlier in the day on Monday saying that he had been briefed on the report and planned to comply with all of its recommendations. And so I think there was kind of a perception that he was going to be there to implement those things after putting out that statement. But it was just a few hours later that the governor's office announced that they had requested and accepted Dunbar's resignation.
And what do we know about Governor Evers' thinking on this and why his office felt like it was a necessary step?
Well, in a statement released by his office, he said that he really thought that a top-to-bottom restructuring of the state National Guard was really going to be necessary to get at some of the systemic flaws in how they've been handling sexual assault and sexual harassment over the past several years.
And Major General Dunbar had been, as I understand, one of the longer serving directors of a state national commanders of a state National Guard in the country. What do we know about his tenure up until this recent controversy about the sexual assault and harassment issues?
He has been around for quite a long time. I believe he was first appointed in 2007 by former Democratic Governor Jim Doyle, and then his appointment was reaffirmed by former Governor Scott Walker. So Republican and Democratic governors choosing him to head up the state National Guard, obviously a long tenure handling a lot of natural disasters in Wisconsin and deployments of servicemen and women from the state.
Well, let's dig into the findings of this report now. What did it say about how the National Guard here in Wisconsin had handled accusations of sexual assault and harassment?
I think the biggest takeaway is just that the state National Guard wasn't following federal law as well as federal guidelines for how to handle some of these investigations and the follow-up to investigations enforcement. Most notably, there was a federal law put in place by Congress that state officials needed to report sexual assault numbers and information to a federal database, so things like that could be tracked and processed. The state wasn't doing that. In terms of following federal guidelines and regulations, the state also wasn't following Department of Defense rules, Department of Army or Air Force policies, a federal National Guard Bureau policy about whether investigations into sexual assault and harassment are done internally versus externally. The Wisconsin Guard was conducting these investigations within its ranks. It wasn't referring them to local law enforcement as is prescribed in those guidelines, which is something that really stood out for a lot of individuals that were concerned by the report.
Talking to WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel White about the dismissal of Wisconsin's National Guard commander after a federal report on how the Wisconsin Guard handled accusations of sexual assault and harassment. Remind us, Laurel, what triggered this federal investigation in the first place?
So a couple different things. Governor Evers and U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin both requested this investigation. They had been separately contacted by whistleblowers saying that they didn't believe that things were being handled appropriately within the Guard. A whistleblower had also contacted Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald and alerted him to an instance in which she didn't believe something she experienced had been handled appropriately as well. So this really started earlier this year in March of 2019, actually, when Governor Evers and Senator Baldwin requested the investigation after those whistleblower contacts.
Now, the Wisconsin National Guard needs a new commander. Has the governor given any indication of the timeline for bringing someone new into that post?
So he's named Brigadier General Gary Ebben into the role now. So that's who's overseeing things as of now. the official final day for Major General Donald Dunbar is December 31st. So we've got a little bit of time before that happens, but the governor has named a replacement.
So that replacement will have a lot on the table, obviously, with this federal report. What kind of things could be changing based on these federal recommendations?
Well, an awful lot. The governor also put out an executive order on how some of these recommendations should be implemented within the National Guard. So he said that there needs to be a timeline. He said within 60 days of him issuing his executive order, there needs to be an action plan and how they're going to implement some of these numerous recommendations from the Federal National Guard. He also says that a general officer needs to be appointed by the Guard to give him monthly reports on how things are going. And then everything needs to be implemented according to the governor's executive order by September 1st, 2020. And then at that point, another federal review of the state National Guard's policies is going to happen. So a lot of oversight and a lot of reports to the governor about how things are going that really haven't been in place up to this point.
This was the federal investigation. Is there anything else going on still involving investigations of Wisconsin's National Guard or Air National Guard branch?
There is. So there is a separate investigation into Wisconsin's 115th Fighter Wing within the Air Force. Senator Baldwin requested that separate investigation by the U.S. Air Force after a whistleblower contacted her office about specific incidents within that branch. So there is some overlap because the Air National Guard obviously falls under the umbrella of the overall National Guard, but there's a separate investigation just looking at those air service members that we have yet to see.
And do we have any sense of the timeline on that separate report?
We don't have a timeline on that, so that could be coming anytime.
Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That's Laurel White, State Capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. She was with us today to talk about the resignation of the head of Wisconsin's National Guard at the request of the governor's office and the findings of a federal investigation into how the Guard handles accusations of sexual assault and harassment.